California voters narrowly approved a controversial proposition that bans marriage between same-sex partners. For Youth Radio's Mark Anthony Waters, the civil rights implications of both Barack Obama's win and the gay marriage ban hit close to home.
I was watching the election results on TV at work when Obama stepped up to the podium with an American flag behind him. I turned to my colleague and said, "Does this mean Obama's president?" Before I tell you what happened next, let me back up. While I was in the sixth grade in California's Central Valley, I had a racist teacher. I was the only black male in the whole school. She looked at me one day, and she's like, "They'll elect a black man for president way before they elect a white woman. You mark my words." That always stuck with me. So this year, when a black man and a white woman were both running for president, I was slightly hoping Clinton would win, just to prove that teacher wrong. But when I heard Obama won, I felt like I was walking on air. I felt like calling and telling her she was right. But then, not even 12 hours later, my feeling of sheer bliss was snatched away from me with a phone call from my good friend Ray Ray. She was near tears. She was like, "Anthony, Prop 8 passed." Ray Ray was talking about a statewide ballot initiative that banned same-sex marriage. Ray Ray demanded, "How could people not see this as unfair?" Usually I have a good answer for everything, but this time I was just as dumbfounded as she was. America has come a long way, from a time when black people couldn't even vote to now having a black president. But I should have known, it'd be too good to be true for both the civil rights issues I care about most to change in the same election. 1 out of 2 is okay, but in school, 50% is still an F.
18-year-old Mark Anthony Waters is a reporter for Youth Radio, which produced his essay.